Hello.
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 I'm calling from Opinion Research, national public opinion firm. Is this a search?
Who's this?
I'm calling from Opinion Research, national public opinion firm. And we're talking with people in your area. We just want to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Are you a search?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So I just want to confirm that you're not driving. I don't want to put you in danger. Are you in a safe place to talk on your phone, Mr. Tatting?
Yes, I am.
In which state do you live, please?
Texas.
Okay, great. Do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city?
Well, in the city.
In the city. Okay, what's the zip code where you live, please?
78249.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Nope.
No, okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, employee of a school, college, university, member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No, sir.
No, thank you. And what year were you born in, please?
1978.
Okay, thank you. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
A man. Okay, thank you. And to ensure we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Okay. So for statistic purposes only, are you? What is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian, white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino-American, or Asian-American?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school, please?
Bachelor.
A bachelor's?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. How many children, sir, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Three
children. Okay, thank you. What type of school do your children attend?
Private.
Private school, okay. All of them, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, transitional kindergarten to third grade, fourth to fifth, sixth to eighth, or high school?
High school.
High school, okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is favorable or unfavorable. If you don't know too much about them, it's okay. Just let me know. We're starting with teachers' unions.
Can you come again?
Yes, teachers' unions. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about teachers' unions?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. Okay. Next, we have Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
Favorable. Somewhat.
Very or... Okay, you say very, somewhat. Correct? Very favorable. Oh, somewhat. Okay. Next, we have the San Antonio City Council.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable? Oh, okay. Then we have the San Antonio Superintendent, Jaime Aquino.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. And we're going to do the same thing, but I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. So just tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about them. If you don't know too much about them, remember, you can tell me that. I'll just move on. So we're starting with traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Okay.
Oh, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Public charter schools in San Antonio is the next one.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable? Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Oh, somewhat. Okay, gotcha. Innovation schools in San Antonio is the next one.
Very favorable.
Very, okay. 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Magnet schools in San Antonio is the next one.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Private and parochial schools in San Antonio is the next one.
Favorable, very favorable.
Very favorable, okay, thank you. Give me a second. Would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
Somewhat on the wrong track.
Okay. We're almost there, so thank you very much for your time. Quickly moving on, who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? The state legislature, the mayor of San Antonio, the superintendent and school district officials, the teachers union, the governor, or the school board?
Superintendent and school board.
Superintendent and school board, okay. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all? Not that important? Somewhat important or very important?
Really important.
Okay, thank you. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot? A little? Hold on, let me read that again. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
A lot. Okay, thank you. From you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
Favorable.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, and next one, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, just tell me if you think it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, not well, or if it doesn't describe them at all. So the first one says public charter schools are open to all. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat, not well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one says that they serve mostly students of color.
Do we still have a very long way to go because I need to step out?
Oh, we're almost there. Like I said, the survey is almost 65% complete. So I understand you have a couple things to do, but I would appreciate if we are able to complete this. I can read a little faster if you like because it's very important for us. So this one says, the description says that public charter schools serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat, not well, or it doesn't describe them at all?
Very well.
Very well, okay. They serve mostly students of color. I'm sorry, hold on. The next one was serve mostly low-income students. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat?
Very well.
Okay. They are nonprofit.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. They help improve the entire public school system is the next one.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. They help improve they are public schools is the next one.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. They are tuition free is the next one.
Oh, very well.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you staying on the phone so far. Quickly moving on over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
It has not changed.
Has not changed, okay. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
More likely.
More likely. Okay. Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. What about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Sometimes.
Okay, thank you. How likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Not at all likely, not too likely, somewhat, or very likely?
Very likely.
Very likely, okay. We're almost done. Thank you, every patient. Thinking about you personally, how satisfied would you say you are with the school or schools you send your children to? Not satisfied at all, not too satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat, okay. Moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students? Reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing? Cutting the number of public charter schools? Student safety? Increasing funding to public schools? Providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic, keeping good teachers, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools?
Repeat the question, please.
Yeah, which of these do you believe the most, which of those options do you think is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? I can read the options again if you need me to.
Okay, you can read the options again.
Okay. Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students. Reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing. Cutting the number of public charter schools. Student safety. Increasing funding to public schools. Providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic. Keeping good teachers. Or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools.
Increase funding.
Increase funding. Okay, thank you. Next one. I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you agree or disagree with each one. The first one is, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Yes.
Do you agree? Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Annual standardized testing is important to you as a parent because it helps you understand if your child is performing at grade level.
Strongly agree.
strongly agree to. Okay, thank you. Give me a second. We're almost done. Moving on to City Council access the policymaking and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter doesn't include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. So thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
Same level of involvement?
Same level. Okay. Thank you. Changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year, to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Would you oppose or support this education savings account program, sir?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay, thank you. These are the last questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed looking for work?
Employed.
Employed. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong Democrat.
Not so strong, okay. The last question, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. All right, this concludes our survey. Sir, I know you have things to do, but I really appreciate you completing the survey. It really helped us a lot. You have a great day. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.